Welcome to Radically Christian Q&A, the two-minute show where we answer your tough Bible questions with honest Bible answers. This show is brought to you by RadicallyChristian.com and Baker Heights Church of Christ. The question today is, where do we go when we die? The ideas and speculations on this issue are countless, but it seems to me that what the Bible says about it is pretty clear. The Hebrew Old Testament word for the place of the dead is Sheol. The Greek word is Hades. Unfortunately, the King James translators translated the word Hades as hell, so we usually think Hades means hell, but it doesn't. Hades refers to the place where all the dead go when they die, the realm of the dead. Jesus describes this place in Luke 16 with a story about a rich man and a poor beggar named Lazarus. When Lazarus died, he went to a place Jesus calls Abraham's bosom. This seems to be the paradise side of Hades. And the rich man died and went to a place of torment in Hades. Between the two, there was a deep gulf that no one could cross. So it seems that those who are children of God go to the paradise side of this realm, and those who are not children of God go to the judgment side or the torment side of Hades. But this is not heaven and hell. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that there will be a resurrection from the dead when Jesus returns. Jesus said, "On that day, all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." John 5:28 and 29. On that resurrection day, will all either go to heaven or to hell. Until then, the dead remain in Hades, awaiting the resurrection. That's all for today's Radically Christian Q&A. If you have a question you'd like for us to address, send an email to questions@radicallychristian.com. For more content like this, be sure to visit radicallychristian.com and like us on Facebook. And if you're looking for a church home in the Abilene area, we would love for you to visit Baker Heights Church of Christ.